Hey there, welcome to Teachers Talking Tech. This is Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brown.
And today we're going to bring you an awesome app by Apple. It's called Clips, and it's been out for a few months now. It's a free app, and it's all for video editing, and it's for iPad or iPhone. And, you know, the first thing when I saw this, I was kind of like, why would you want this? iMovie is awesome.
Right, and I kind of, it seemed to me a lot like Snapchat.
Yeah.
Without the followers piece.
Yes.
And then I thought, well, that's great, because sometimes we don't want people following us.
Yeah, especially lower L.
You don't control what we put out there and not have, you know, and who it goes to.
Yeah, sometimes these video apps get too much in the social media realm, and then with younger kids, you just can't even use them.
Right.
So the videos are saved to your camera roll, or you could send them to Seesaw, YouTube, a lot of different things like that.
And that's what I like about it. It doesn't just go out there to the world. You control where you're putting it out there.
Exactly. So this was created as a way actually to put video into social media. So it, instead of being a landscape or a portrait format, and what I mean by that, if anybody's ever seen the vertical video where your friends take their iPhone and they record something and their iPhone is upright, so you get like those big cutoff bars on both sides.
You see that on the news a lot.
Oh, all the time.
When they take amateur video and use it.
Yeah. Or if you turn it landscape, then all of a sudden you're widescreen format, and that doesn't show well on Facebook. It cuts it off. So Instagram, a lot of the social media sites, you're using square video. So this is a square format when you take your video, all right? And the other thing that it takes advantage of is, you know, when you're scrolling through Facebook especially, you see all these videos, and you have to tap on them to get the sound, right? So as you're going through, you see a lot of captions, right? So Apple added the captions. So while you're talking, it'll automatically capture your voice and add captions to it. So, you know, like most apps, Apple thought one thing when they were making it, and then teachers got a hold of it, and they're like, oh,
we can use it for this.
Yeah, and I love the way it melds, you know, both video along with narration or along with those captions. It's really cool.
And, you know, and a lot of times what we're doing with our pictures or our video that students are using in the classroom that they're creating, they're captioning it. They're putting, you know, we want parents to know what they were doing when they took that video.
Yeah.
And so this will actually automatically caption it for them.
It will.
And that corrects some of your spelling errors you may encounter, too. So, yeah. Especially with your lower L kids.
And it actually, it does capture voice very well.
It does. It does a nice job.
Yeah. So what we're going to do today is we're going to tell you why you should use this app. We're going to go through a sample walkthrough of just like, hey, here's a project you could do, and here's what it would look like step by step. And then at the end, we'll tell you a couple other ways that you can use Clips, okay? So the first thing is, why should you use this? Like, why not use iMovie or Windows Movie Maker? Those are great programs. Like, why would you use Clips instead?
Well, I think for lower elementary kids, when you're using iMovie or Windows Movie Maker, they're really movie creation software.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of options, and you can make amazing videos with those. But we're not doing those kinds of videos on a daily basis in our classroom.
Right.
But we still want video. We still want short
and
video
clips.
And kids
want it to be have music and all that fun stuff.
Exactly, yes.
But, yeah, but you don't need a million options.
Right, we don't need to put a ton of transitions in, fading out, and all that stuff. And
exactly.
So Clips will do all that basic stuff that the kids like to do. And it's quick and easy.
It is. It's automatic, a lot of that on there. The other thing I like about it, because it's more of the social media realm, like it has filters built into it. And the filters are stuff that kids are seeing when they are on social media with their parents. Or, you know, it's the same idea with emojis. Like kids love emojis. A lot of this is set up for that kind of teenage look, you know, like the stickers and all those things. And we'll get into those a little bit more. But.
And as cool as Eric and I think we are, we're probably not. So if we can introduce them to some cool stuff, they might even like it even better.
No, I had to turn in my cool badge when I turned 40. I was just handed in.
I think me too, yeah.
Yeah, but that's okay. Now, once you get past that, I think you stop trying for that quite so hard. But all right, so let's go through and just talk about, I guess the reason to go back a little bit is the reason why you'd want this app is because it's quick, easy, and looks good.
Yep.
That's basically it.
Yeah.
So let's take you through a walkthrough of step one through whatever of how you create something. So step one, you open the app. It's going to ask you, do you want to add video from your library or live video? Just like in iMovie. You can take live video or add something from your camera roll. Okay, so let's say we're going to do some live video. The way you want to think about this is not you're taking one big long 2-minute video. Mm-hmm. You're breaking it up into little mini clips, and then it automatically puts them all together.
Yeah, it stitches them for you.
Exactly, and that's really how you want to think of this, which is great for kids because they can remember a couple things at once.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're having them do a presentation or they want to make a video about something, they're not going to remember 2 minutes of what to say.
Right.
There's not.
And you know what often happens? I just experienced this today in my classroom. I had a student, she was using Shadow Puppet EDU to make a slideshow, and she was voicing it over, and she had like 2 minutes or 3 minutes worth of voiceover on this thing, and then something interrupted her, a kid, or it was an announcement or something, and she doesn't want that on her video. Now she has to start all over.
Right.
And she could have done it the right way in Shadow Puppet EDU, but kids don't always think to stop and start and stop and start.
Exactly.
Where clips automatically kind of gets you to do that.
Yeah. No, Good point. So let's say, just for this example, that we're going to be doing a report on an animal,
mm-hmm.
okay? So you have all your facts in front of you. So you hold down a red button and you can start recording. Now, this is where all of the extra features come in. So while you're recording the clip, you can turn on narration. Now, the narration can't come afterwards. You can't record a clip and then say, oh, yeah, add narration.
Right.
It's got to be live. But once you click on the narration, the captions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It'll ask you what you want it to look like. There are captions that go right in the middle or on the bottom. There's a lot of different choices. So now you hit record, and as you're recording, it's capturing your voice live and putting it into captions. And the captions, most of them go right along with your voice, which is really
cool. It's cool. It's amazing that you can do that technology.
It really is. All right. So on top of that, you can also put in filters. There's like black and white, cartoon, bunch of crazy filters you can do. And you can change them for each clip. So one clip could have one kind of filter and one kind of caption or no caption at all. And you could add it for each clip and change it.
Mm-hmm.
You can also add a sticker. So a lot of videos you see now might have, like a little thought bubble come out of your head that says, meanwhile, ...
Right.
Or something like that. They have these editable stickers that you could add to each clip. So as you start talking about dogs, you could have a speech bubble coming out of your mouth saying, I'm going to tell you all about dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And that stays right with you while you're doing your video.
For that clip.
Really
right.
Cool. And then finally, one of the things they put in there that's awesome is they put in title clips. And so you can just click on one of the clips that you like, one of the clips, and then you can edit it to say what you want it to and just drop it in as your first clip.
Right.
So with iMovie, you actually have to have an extra app to do that.
Yeah, or use their really generic title clips that they
have. Yeah, you can put a title just over your picture or something like that. But this actually gives you like a colorful title that you can use. So really cool. So let's say you start recording, okay, and you have it doing the text-to-speech, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what can happen is, it messes up your words.
Yeah, it doesn't hear you quite right, or
right.
It spells it wrong or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
Very easy to fix. Yep. You basically go back and you can hit play, and it'll run through one clip or your whole project, whatever you tap on. And when you see something wrong, you just double tap on the picture of the video.
Mm-hmm.
It'll open your captions, and you can go right in and edit them in there. And then it'll fix it for you.
Which is really cool. And so that's the key. If you want to have these captions on your video, make sure they're turned on ahead of time. And don't sweat it if it doesn't come out exactly right. Because you can go back and edit it later.
Yes.
But you can't go back and add it later.
Right.
So have your captions turned on ahead of time.
Yes. And for little kids especially, I love that it makes them pay attention to spelling. And it makes them pay attention to their enunciation.
Mm-hmm.
I love that too. Because if they're not enunciating, it's not going to come out as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to really be thinking about that while they're talking. It's great feedback for them.
I think it's really interesting, too, is they're using this app. We're trying to teach kids to, we want them to be able to use this app because it's quick and it's easy. But we're also trying to teach them the skills of how to make good video.
Yeah.
And so if they're not close enough to the person, if whoever's filming is not close enough to whoever's talking,
yeah,
it's not going to pick it up well. And then they got to solve that problem as well.
Yeah.
So that's a really cool aspect of the Clip app as well.
It is. And even if they never made another Genius Hour video after they leave us, they will be the best among their peers.
Exactly.
They'll be sharing stuff, and their friends will be like, oh, my gosh, that was awesome. So yeah, that's the worst case scenario. They just make awesome videos for Snapchat or whatever they use when they're older.
Yeah.
There you go. And just to go over the recording again, it's not like the camera app where you tap one time and then it starts recording, you tap again to stop. You hold down the record button, and right when you let go, it stops that clip.
Yeah.
The transitions are automatic too, so it puts all the clips together. So you keep on adding more clips. You can hold your finger down on a clip and move it around, so you can change the order of them. Mm-hmm. You can drag one and drop it to get rid of it, to delete a clip. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of easy ways to just go ahead and edit your things to make it the way you want it.
Yeah, the interface is really easy, and it's very similar to a lot of the apps kids have already used.
Oh, yeah, really easy, really easy. And then you get to the music, which I love this. So there are about 30 different music clips on here you can choose from, maybe even more. I haven't counted them, but there's a ton.
Mm-hmm.
Where I know in iMovie, they've had the same ones.
Six or eight, yeah.
And we've all heard them like 20 times if you use iMovie.
This every gives time you see a video with that clip in it or that music clip, you think, this person's new to iMovie.
Yeah, that's right. And so there's tons of great music to go right along with the project. Mm-hmm. Most of the music is on like a 10-second cycle because these are supposed to be kind of quick movies.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it works well for longer videos as well.
And you can add your own music from your own device if you have it on there.
Yes, of course. Yeah, if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you finish, you can do what you can do with almost any video on an iPad or iPhone. You can send it to your camera roll, send it to social media, Seesaw, Google Drive. I mean, it's pretty much limitless how you want to save this, which is always nice, mm-hmm. too. So after you make it, let's talk about, like, well, what could you use this for? What are some different uses for using this app? So one thing is I love using this app as a way to bring young learners' words into text.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is such a big deal for little kids, especially, to see their words coming out of their mouth and actually see what they look like on the screen while their video is going.
Right.
And I think that when people watch their video, they watch it more carefully and closely, mm-hmm. and they see those. So another thing, too, could be if you are making videos for your kids, right? If you're flipping the classroom or if you're doing a lesson for them, you know, you could have your introduction be typed out, you know, and you know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
I think that's kind of a cool way to think of your videos for your kids.
And since it's clips and it's kind of by nature short clips, it keeps you from rambling on too much about it.
That's right. I love that too, that older kids, I think, they will see kind of the same things they're seeing their friends do on Instagram, mm-hmm. and Facebook. It's more relevant to their, you know, digital media use.
Yeah, it's real life, yeah.
Exactly, rather than when you say iMovie, although my kids love that, it's more formal.
It is.
This is very informal, just like, hey, grab a couple clips,
yep.
and then dump it into Seesaw, and let's all see it.
Yeah.
I like
think,
that.
You know, like you said, just grab a clip and dump it into Seesaw, a great way, an exit slip.
Yeah.
You don't have to write exit slips anymore. You just take a quick digital exit slip and post it to Seesaw or whatever learning management system you're using. And then as the teacher, I can go back and I can watch those 3, 5, 10-second clips on my own time and see exactly who's got a good understanding of what we've been learning and who's off the mark and who's a goofball that day, because they didn't do what they're supposed to do at all.
So. That's right. So just to recap a little bit, this is a great app to make quick video. It's faster and easier than iMovie, and really that's handy for young learners. For older learners, it's great just because the format is very user-friendly and can also be, you know, it look like things that they make or to see their friends sharing on social media.
Yeah.
Another great app, too, that similar to this, if you want to check it out, is Quick, Quik. Another great app, and we don't have time to get into that.
Yeah,
but
it's a good one, too.
Really great app. So keep a look out on our YouTube page. I'm going to do a run-through video for
all
this.
Right.
And we'll also share the show notes on Facebook, on our Facebook page, so that if you want to learn more, you want to go back and see what we're talking about, you can go back there. So
yeah, it's a great time to learn some new stuff. I mean, most of you are probably either at summer break or getting there real soon.
That's right.
Especially if you're in the United States. It's weird. We have listeners outside of the United States. So, so download these apps, check them out, play with them by the beach or at the pool or whatever.
That's the best way to
use them next fall.
For real. All right, well, thanks so much for listening. This has been Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brown.
And this has been Teachers Talking Tech. See ya.
Yeah.